business to new insane revenue levels doesn't have to be overwhelming. It's all about the right strategy, team, efficiencies, and confidence. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Evolution Podcast. With over 1 million downloads, it's the go-to business podcast dedicated to business owners who want to evolve out of operating in the day-to-day and make their dreams come true. I'm your host, Annette Walter, and I'm so happy you are here. As a former banker, I have now been an entrepreneur for over 15 years and have started, grown, acquired, and sold over 20 multi-million dollar companies to date. Together, you and I will strengthen your existing business, build your dream team and process, grow your wealth and legacy, all while surrounding you with a community of rockstar entrepreneurs just like yourself. Are you ready to evolve? Let's get started. Brian, welcome to the podcast. How are you today?
Good morning, Annette. I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to doing this with you today.
I have to compliment you on your background. It is fabulous. Tell me a little bit about that before we get started.
Well, I have a loft actually here where my studio is, and I had this plain background. So my assistant said, well, hey, why don't you get some of that fake brick and put it up on the wall and give yourself a really cool background? And so we started looking around and I said, you know, you can buy that fake brick on Amazon for $17. So it's actually vinyl, but it looks pretty good.
It's awesome. Yeah. And the picture's fabulous too. Is that Ben Franklin I see peeking his eyes?
Yeah, it's kind of a Wall Street picture thing back there with the bull.
Very cool.
I can't squeeze it all in the frame.
I like it. So tell us about yourself. Tell us your story. You can go back to, you know, the days when you started walking to post-college, wherever you want to begin your journey. Fill us in.
Oh gosh. I call myself the most weirdly educated guy. My journey really starts back to about the age of 20 when I started my first business, which was in landscaping. And that one did really good until it didn't. Made a lot of mistakes. That business failed. Started over, went into the insurance industry. Built an insurance agency. We built what we called a virtual sales center back then, which this was the dawn of the internet in 1996. Mm-hmm. And we ended up selling that to a venture capital group. Started another online insurance agency, sold it to another venture capital group. Started an online marketing company, sold it to a private equity group. Done a few more businesses after that. I own a chain of restaurants. I own a real estate company. I've written several books. So I've kind of run the gamut on business and all the things that I kind of set out in life to do. So, and now I'm on your podcast. So
that's, you know, great.
This is awesome.
That's great. So let's narrow in on that for the audience, because we have, you know, this group especially is really in that scale mode, tipping past the $10 million mark, you know, getting to that $25 million and $50 million and beyond, and looking at obviously creating a saleable entity and that sale moment. So talk about some of your experience, your wisdom with selling to venture capitalists, private equity, all of those.
Yeah, it's interesting. The book I have coming out next month is called The Invisible Multimillionaire, which is a follow-up on my second book, which was The Dropout Multimillionaire. Mm-hmm. But The Invisible Multimillionaire really focuses on scaling a business, preparing for an exit, and creating generational wealth. That's actually the title. Mm-hmm. And I'm co-writing it with a friend of mine. His name is Jeff. He owns a company called 3 Point Group. And the book really focuses on my experience in building and selling companies and his experience as a PE broker. Mm-hmm. So for instance, Jeff's done about $1 billion in M&A work, deals in the last 5 years alone, preparing founders and owners for that private equity exit. Mm-hmm. So we actually just did a 3-hour masterclass on it. And, you know, one of the keys to being able to exit a business at that level, which I think a lot of the entrepreneurs in this $10 million range particularly haven't really capitalized on at the level they need to, is the whole delegation and reporting piece, right? Yeah. So I tell people all the time, nobody wants to buy your business if you are the main face of the company, or you hold all the intellectual knowledge, or every customer you've got, big or small, knows you, calls you, and you are the person that they go to. Because when we talk about risk mitigation from a private equity firm standpoint, they know that when they pay you a bunch of money, there's a relatively good chance you're going to back off and you might even go away. Right? They try to lock you in for a few years, but you give me $25 million and my entire world changes, right? And I lose a lot of motivation. So you've got to build a company that doesn't rely on you and has the proper reporting mechanisms in place so that anybody could step into that CER role and still have all the knowledge necessary to make the decisions they need to get that company to grow. So the keys are you got to step out. You can't be the face. You got to have the reporting mechanisms, and you have to have your company set up so that it is scalable. And once again, all those things I just mentioned are the key to scaling. So that's kind of what the book is about.
That's great. So I like it. And you know, that's a lot of the coaching that we do here at iEvolve, the strategy with the tactical handholding. So what is that tactical piece that you see that is the most effective when working towards that delegating?
When you say tactical piece most effective, drill me down
how
a little
to,
bit on that question.
How to really do it.
You know, the biggest challenge you have, and I know I'm sure if you've done a lot of consulting with these types of entrepreneurs, is a lot of times the ego gets in the way, and the ego is a killer in business, right? Well, I'm just going to do it myself. I'm better at it. I'm faster at it. Or I don't need you to tell me how to do this. I know what I'm doing. And I use this example a lot, and it was an example for me specifically when I was writing my last book. You know, I've done a lot of things. I've sold businesses. I've made a lot of money. And I remember when I wrote the second book, I submitted it to the editor, the publisher, and I submitted the jacket cover for it. And I said, hey, this is the jacket cover we're going to go with on the second book. I remember she sent it back and she said, Brian, this isn't going to work. This is no good. And I said, what do you mean this is no good? I am a successful businessman. I know what I'm talking about. And we argued for about 5 minutes. And then it dawned on me. I said, wait a minute. You've done this 1,000 times and I've done it twice. So maybe I should step back and listen to you because you might know more about this than I do. And we talk again a lot about this with entrepreneurs that want to potentially exit their company. They really need to bring in that expertise, that help, that person who has gone through this process over and over and over.
Yeah.
That understands what the auditors are going to look like and understands what the PE guys are going to look like, that understands what potential growth to an acquirer looks like, because you may not see that as the entrepreneur.
Right.
So many entrepreneurs have their 30-degree blinders on and they're moving ahead 1,000 miles an hour. For somebody else like you as a coach or a broker that comes in and understands this, has a 360-degree floor-to-ceiling view. And they've done this so many times, they can tell you what's going to happen. They can tell you the mistakes you're making. They can tell you how to get a greater multiple out of that exit if you'll just change a few things. They can tell you how to get past the auditors. They can tell you what your financials are supposed to look like. They can show you how to do the proper recasting on your financials. So bringing that person in and then trusting them with their expertise and knowledge will get you a much higher multiple and a much cleaner exit every single time.
Yeah. And it really does take that team of experts to surround the entrepreneur. So talk about some of those key players in making a transaction like that happen.
For the most part, you need a good CPA, you need a good broker that's going to come in and help you. Those are two of the most important things you can do. The CPA to help you do the recasting, the broker to tell you which direction you need to go and which direction you don't need to go. And a good lawyer, let's not forget that.
Yeah,
so a
right?
lawyer, a CPA, and a broker are your three-person team that you need to bring in if you're going to do a big exit.
And how do you sift through the brokers out there? Because, you know, it feels like daily, you know, I have another company that I operate, and especially in this private equity space, it's like every day, you want to sell, you want to sell, you want to sell. How do you really sift through those solicitations for those out there?
So the first thing I tell people, and this relates either coaching or in this case, if you're going to bring in a broker to help you manage an exit, you've got to take a look at what that individual is doing. And too many times you get big companies who are in this space, who are going to assign you their newest young MBA, who has zero experience doing this, has no idea what they're talking about. I would rather have a single man shop. This is me personally, that has a person that physically does this day in and day out, has a track record. Look at what they've done. I've done this deal, this deal, this deal, and this deal. And I did it, not somebody on my team. I would rather trust that person than a bigger company, to be very honest with you, who's just going to assign somebody to it who doesn't have all the experience you need. So really it's vetting the person, vetting the company, looking at the deals they've done, and then making the decision to move forward. I always laugh when I've done consulting for companies and they'll bring in, you know, PricewaterhouseCoopers, or they'll bring in Bain. right? And I call it, they ship them in on the MBA bus. You got a bunch of 20 something year olds who got out of school 2 years ago, and they're going to come in and they're charging $500 an hour for this stuff. And I'm sitting here pulling my hair out going, come on, man. These people were cool partying 2 years ago. Let's get somebody in here that really knows what they're talking about. But they get all wrapped up in the title of the company as opposed to the experience of the individual that they're taking the advice from. So be very careful who you take your advice from.
That's a really good perspective. So, of all of your businesses and your journey, what have you enjoyed the most as a business owner?
Exiting.
Yes. It's a good
Easy to
thing,
check.
isn't it?
I laugh. I've got ADHD, right? So my brain's all over the place. I tend not to be able to focus too long on one thing. And so historically, I have built a company until somebody offers me enough money and then I sell it. And then I do it again and again and again. And now I help other entrepreneurs do that. So to
Great.
me, building and scaling is fun, managing is not. So if my business gets to the point like I have a chain of restaurants right now and it's managed, it being managed, that's no fun for me. So it's going up on the block this year.
Right. You kind of plateau and you get bored, and then you're like, all right, well,
Yeah.
what's next? Right.
Yes, exactly.
And does,
100%.
it's interesting because my former company I sold was in real estate. And this company that I own and operate on the other side is in the lumber space. Do you think the industry matters from your experience? What are you seeing out there for people that, own multiple businesses along their path?
I tell people all the time, my business expertise is not in the technical side of any business that I've ever owned. When I own restaurants, I don't know how to cook. I don't know how to
Right.
make a drink. Don't ask me to go into a restaurant. I don't know how to seat people. I owned an insurance agency. I didn't know anything about the back end. I own an internet marketing company. I don't know anything about computers. My expertise is in the business end, not in the
Yes.
technical side. So if you are a good business person on the business end of that business, I don't really think it matters what business you're in. You can always find somebody who's an expert on the technical side.
Okay.
Too many businesses have experts in the technical side fail because they don't understand the business end of the business. So to me, business is fun. Doesn't matter what it is. I just enjoy the building aspect of it.
So true. Well, what keeps you going as a business owner then?
You know, today, and this is, I really launched this about a year ago. I had sold my businesses 15 years ago, and I've done various things along the way, and I've done ad hoc free consulting for friends and whatnot over the years. I got into these restaurants and I started buying a bunch of real estate, but I really found myself wanting to get back into the adrenaline rush or the dopamine rush, I call it, of the building aspect of business. And so that's when I decided to go back into the consulting side, whereas I used to do it for a Fortune 500 company going in on a 200 seat call center and rebuilding their sales organization. Today, I like to say I'm bringing all that experience back down into this entrepreneur level of 2 million to 30 million revenue and really showing them how to get that thing scaling and rocking and rolling and getting it ready. For,
Great.
as my friend Jeff says, we can show you how to create generational wealth in 10 years, not 30, which is typical for most companies.
Right. So good. Well, before we get to learning more about the book and where to find it, one last question. For those, all the buzz is like, there's going to be multiple businesses out there, kind of quote unquote, on the streets. Do you have any resources for people that are looking to acquire businesses in the future, the near future?
It so depends on the industry. It so depends on what you're trying to acquire. It depends on the size of the company you're trying to acquire. I mean, if you want to do small deals and roll them up, BizBuySell is a great place to go. If you're looking to do bigger deals and you need to go out to some of these brokers that have got stuff that they know is in the market or they've got these pocket deals that they're working with. I have another friend. In fact, I was just on his podcast. He has a team that just researches deal flow in different industries, and they've built a giant database of every company in these sectors, and then they start actually targeting them to find out if they can find interest. So there is a method to going after that type of deal flow. And I am not the expert in that method, I'll tell you right out of the gate, but there are people that know how to do that. And all you need to do is find them and they can put you in deals. These syndication type deals where they've got it all wrapped up in a bow, you just have to come in and participate or I mean, I do some of those. They're pretty cool.
That's awesome. Okay, so tell us about both books, and where we can buy it, where we can promote it, where we can find you, learn you from you, follow you.
Yeah, my website is brianwillmedia.com. So on brianwillmedia.com, my books are on there. There's three of them. The fourth one's coming out next month. My podcast, my news articles, my blogs, everything is on the website. That's the easiest place to get me. You can also contact me there. The books, The Dropout Multimillionaire, is really about launching and scaling a small business and bringing it up to speed. The next one is called Know, The Psychology of Sales and Negotiation, which is really about the psychology of sales and negotiation and building a sales team. And then the last one I told you about, which is The Invisible Multimillionaire, which is scaling your business, preparing for an exit, and creating generational wealth. That's going to be a good one.
That's great. Really good titles there. Well, congratulations on your journey and your path and your growth. It's amazing. And I love that you are continuing to be curious and continuing to grow and evolve. So thanks for being here today.
Annette, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Wow, what an episode. Did you learn something new? I hope so. I am so happy you were able to be here with us today. I'd love to hear from you. Leave me a review and I will be sure to read it and respond to you. Also, if you'd like to email me, my email address is urock@ievolveconsulting.com. Hit subscribe and every Tuesday you'll get notification when the next episode drops. We really have some amazing interviews and tips in the future. Anything you need, I'm here for you. I want you to keep your momentum. I want to help you stay accountable. I want you to stay inspired. I want you to evolve. So please let me know what you need, and I'd love to hear from you. Take care until next time.